mama said, baby, don't go outside. As the disaster hit us, it turned the city into ash and splinters. I have to differ from the general opinion. I don't think it was nature, I believe it was man who did it. 3 a.m. as we heard the explosion, bomb rocking like a comet as it burned through the ozone. The ground shook and the windows imploded. Glass shattered through the living room, the ceiling was open, yeah. Straight anarchy among the people, terror groups telling us, now we're your fucking leaders. Anthrax in the water supply, hear the cries of a father as his daughter just dies. On the brink of a post-apocalyptic civil war, survival is a privilege, but what the fuck we living for? Looking back, it all should have been a lesson. Now it's stupid when you think how all this could have been prevented. Mama said, boy, you better go outside and give a helping hand to your blood and your fellow man. Tell the damn militants they can pack bags and leave town, cause we getting sick of these beatdowns. But in the meanwhile, stop and reflect the technology that steady brought us into this mess. All the rulers in power who abuse and devour, fascinated, masturbating to a nuclear shower. Man-made devout faith in these biblical scriptures means apocalypse could happen in a nuclear winter with a mutant agenda in your human placenta. Unless you make a decision, cause baby, you could prevent this from taking place. Your saving grace is your willingness to educate and free a slave from his ignorance. Let's evolve and take a step to the street, where we'll soon explore stars together in peace.